This is a Texas tortoise. This animal is a threatened species here in Texas, which means that he's not endangered, but he's still protected. A lot of people will see these guys on the road and they'll stop and pick them up. That is totally against the law. You have to leave them where they're at. It's best if you leave them where they're at. That's how we get most of our tortoises, is people pick them up on the road and bring them to us.
Well, how old can they get?
Well, a Texas tortoise can live for a very, very long time. They usually, in captivity, live 20, 30, maybe even more. But this little guy, actually, he's quite a big guy. He's a male, and he's probably 30 to 40 years old, but I don't know for sure. He's also a newcomer. He hasn't been at the zoo just real long. He's a replacement from the ones that we lost last October.
What do they mostly eat?
The Texas tortoise will eat a lot of grasses, dandelions. They love dandelions. At the zoo, we actually feed them green lettuce, not the iceberg lettuce, like the head of lettuce that you usually buy at the store. We normally don't use that because it has no nutritional value. So they get the good stuff. They get the actual green leaf lettuce or the red leaf lettuce. They eat a lot. They eat fruits, fresh fruits. They eat some dog food. They do eat some animal byproducts also. We don't feed a lot of dog food. If you'll notice, his scutes are real high, and that's an indication that as he was younger, he did eat a lot of animal protein, which isn't necessarily good for a tortoise. They don't grow properly with that type of protein. They need the fruits and vegetation.
Well, why do they have this? Why do they have these claws?
Well, that's to help them dig in the dirt and to fight. Also, the males are fighters when they go after their when they're hunting down a female. But to the age, this guy can live for a very, very long time, provided we don't have any more floods at the zoo. He can live up to 100 years old, and that's a long time. You think back, this guy could have been around in the 1880s, that far back. I don't think so, but he could have. A lot of tortoises live a long time. That brings us to the cowboy poet and singer, Jim Chilcote, and he's going to tell us what it was like to be a cowboy back in the 1880s.